Hey, welcome in, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Turning Point Podcast here with LeGrand School District. I'm Brett Smith. I'm your host, assisted by Assistant Superintendent Scott Carpenter.
Wingman yet again.
Here we are. Here we are. Hey, we're joined today by Justin Droke, fourth grade teacher extraordinaire.
Woohoo!
And a special guest coming in from out of town, Eric Atuini.
Yes.
And you're in Arizona?
That's right. In Arizona. Great state of Arizona.
Good deal. Good deal. So we're blessed to have them. You know, we've had an awesome day of training today. Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this kind of came to fruition here?
So years ago, we had been seeped in PLC work. We were feeling overwhelmed with PLC work because we were intervening on everything. We were one of those, everyone was feeling crushed because there wasn't that differentiation of what's good to know and what's essential. And we went to, actually it was you. You had a great idea, Brett, to go to the Idaho Falls RTI conference. We met Mike there and heard that, and we were like, aha. Because the other truth, and Justin, you might talk to this, was when we said RTI, people were just like, that's just one more thing. That's just one more thing. What are you guys doing to us? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when we saw the green and the red about like the soup we swim in and what we can do to create that and how we come around and help each other, and then what was the specific thing we needed teachers to work on and realigning tier two, it was like, we need this in our district. And so that's how we met you, Eric, and had you here out here last year, and this year it's been fantastic.
I appreciate that.
Good deal. Yeah. Well, let's do a couple of intros here real quick. So Justin, tell us about your journey in education real quick, how you got where you're at and why you're here.
Sure. So I started teaching kindergarten in 2013. So I taught 12 years of kindergarten, made the jump into fourth grade just this year. So this is still all kind of new to me. I'm learning with the kids, and it's been a lot of fun. I'm starting to kind of get wrapped around the new content, the new curriculum, and I'm enjoying it. So
what's been the biggest shift for you, Justin?
Well, I called them kindergartners for a full week, for 2 weeks almost. So I actually had a tally system up on the board every time I called them kindergartners. Okay, kindergartners, time to put your notebook. Oh, they were like, and I kept a tally mark. And after five, they all got a Jolly Rancher. So after I bought, you know, a $15 bag of Jolly Ranchers in the first week, I was like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen again. So, it's just, I think just the language that I use, you know, just how I talk to them and those kinds of things have had to kind of shift. But overall, I had some of these little guys, you know, as kindergartners. Yeah. So it's been really fun to just kind of see how they've grown and how they've developed over these last few years. It's been a great time.
Awesome. Eric, tell us about yourself, kind of how you got to be where you're at.
Well, Solution Tree, this is the right work for me. It's the beautiful work. When I first started as an administrator, we were really seeking to find a way to bring everybody together, motivate, and do the right work. And after my first year, I was with the team, and we were just kind of on the internet just scrolling through, and this Solution Tree thing came up. We read about it. We went to a conference, and like you guys, on fire. Came back. It was just the best information that we ever got. And we came back, and we implemented everything that we saw. And what we found was, you know, we took a couple steps forward to take a couple steps back, but that was okay because that was part of the learning process and it made us stronger and smarter and better for it. But when we start to see student achievement, and one of the things I talk about in the workshops that I facilitate is the culture of the school change, the beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So a few years ago, I got hooked on into Solution Tree and have been able to spread the word, not only within our state, but nationally. And I love being an ambassador for the work. It's the right work. And I'm proud of you guys for doing the right work right.
That's awesome.
Well, you were sharing some of your experience. It sounded like you were an administrator for how long and had some really interesting experience with some schools that needed that leadership and you built great teams.
Yeah. I was an administrator for, I think about 13-ish years. Yeah. And every school that I went to, this was the process that we wanted to bring to the table. We did book studies around the Bible, if you will, which is learning by doing. And then we supported teachers through high quality feedback, praise, and the use of the data to evidence the work works. And it's turned schools around. This work turns schools around, not only academically, but again, the biggest aha to me with this work was how it turned the culture and the climate around. Because when you have a tight culture and climate, game on. The sky's the limit. Yep. And so that's what we've been able to do at the two schools that I had the pleasure and opportunity to lead.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Great stuff. Well, you know, had a great day of learning today. And so we wanted to have Eric and Justin in here to kind of talk about, you know, key takeaways, you know, big messages for, you know, teachers, administrators, schools. Yeah. And so Justin, talk to us about anything over the years as we've done, you know, think conferences and today and all the things we've been doing. Any big takeaways for you?
Sure. I really felt like today for me was probably one of the more self-reflective days I've had in any of our trainings or anything that we've gone to. It really provided me a lot of opportunities to discuss maybe some of the things that I have never implemented before that would especially help me as a teacher coming into a new grade level. The learning targets, providing students with clarity in the instruction that I'm providing definitely was a huge takeaway for me. I felt like making sure that I'm clearly identifying what they need to learn, especially at fourth graders, they can completely understand those content standards and really dive into that and make sure that they understand that. So I think the clarity piece was really impactful for me.
Awesome.
Good deal. I think for me today, in addition to the clarity, is just, I love the quote, Eric, you said it like probably 7 times a day, clarity precedes competence, right? And just the, like, if we're clear with where we're going on the journey, we're going to be able to do the work to get there. And, like that for me was a big takeaway today. And as a building leader, I've heard, you know, clear is kind, right? Clarity precedes confidence, like all these things. And it's like the more clear we can be with the goals and the trajectory we're on with our staff, with our students, people know where to go. They know what to do. And then we can get there. Yeah. And so, yeah, that for me today, that was big. I don't know.
For me, there was a little bit of game planning on, you know, I mentioned in one of the things about finals. Mm-hmm. And I'd been holding on to that nugget for a little bit.
I heard you in there.
And because high school, sometimes people go into trainings and they're like, okay, we're going to talk about it, but is there really going to be anything that's done because of this, mm-hmm. right? Is the district going to do anything? And so to be able to go in and say, you know, a formative assessment cycle, if you buy into that, mm-hmm. like I'm willing to give up this, mm-hmm. or this becomes a dinosaur. And when you start to go, we're willing to punt something you guys thought was sacred. And they're like, because they get burnout on finals. Truth be told, most high school teachers, at least what they share with me, is like, this, it's stressful. It's a weird schedule. I have to grade it all really quick. Like there's all sorts of like little things that make finals interesting. And so to be able to give a nugget in a training and like tie it in to create buy-in was, I think hopefully they feel that and they go back to their building and go, if we can buy into this and be better mm-hmm. instructionally, then maybe we can ease a burden here and being able to do that. But for me, and I said it in there, to be able to, and to tie into what you said, Brett, to get rid of the emotional, the video you played, the emotional response to testing. And Justin, you and I talked about high stakes testing, SATs, ACTs.
Yes.
We got to get rid of that emotion. Like I can be a learner. I can be successful. I know what I'm going for. And if we can reduce that stress for people, through our system and engage in learning, we have achieved, really high level tier one instruction, which was the focus of today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And Eric, maybe talk just briefly with us about, you know, today it was really about prevention. Mm-hmm. Right, preventing, you know, good tier one instruction, helping kids know where they're going and how to get there. Talk to us just briefly about why that's important and kind of what your goals were today around that.
Yeah, you know, I want to give credit to the Clarity Precedes Confidence. That's the godfather, Mike Schmoker, one of our associates. I want to make sure that gets out there. Yeah. But, you know, Mike Maddows talks about prevention is the best intervention. And so we want to make sure that we're operating ahead, proactively, if you will, when we are teaching kids, not only academics, but behaviors as well. And so my goal was, and I'm happy that all of you captured clarity. You're already doing the work. Your data shows that. And so that's beautiful. But there's nothing wrong with being additionally clear so that you continue to build upon and thrive in the work that you're doing. But also what I wanted was for a clarity with the importance of teams, because Dr. DeFore talked about that teams are the fundamental structure of this work. And so when we know the qualities, characteristics, and traits that allow for teams to be successful, we can engage in those, and it pushes our work even further. So those were my goals, was the clarity and the teams. And then just to make sure that we understand that when we're engaging in RTI, the best way to engage with it is in a proactive, preventative manner. Let's not wait until, like the example I gave, you know, something's wrong with you physically and then you have to do something intrusive. Well, let's keep up with that, and let's make sure we're being proactive with our health and our wellness.
Justin, with regards to teams, I see a lot of teams across the district that are high functioning. They're willing to risk, they're willing to share, they're willing to change. And today Eric gave us some tips on like assessment design or others to like, are we seeing and doing the same thing? Do we have the same vision? And then we go into this thing called district-wide PLCs.
Right.
That team seems a little bit more like we're negotiating.
Right.
What did this make you think of with regards to, you know, we have this really tight team. What can we do here? And, you know, did you have any ideas or thoughts about that?
I think I was mostly referring back to my experiences as a kindergarten teacher. Yeah. I've been to a lot of district-wide PLCs as a kindergarten teacher, and that team has always been really strong. I think historically it was our kindergarten team that first began doing, I mean, we were the first to create the standards-based report cards back in, you know, 2012, 2011. And so that team had always been really strong coming from being at Willow altogether. Every week was basically a district-wide PLC. And so we really, I think, took that strength when we did move out into the other schools. And so I think that that culture of just maintaining that respectful attitude towards each other and knowing that we're all going to come together with different opinions and things, but just knowing that we should all be heard, we should all value each other's opinions. I think just keeping that in the forefront of our minds really helped that team especially stay strong. Of course, I can only speak to that kindergarten team. I haven't even had a fourth grade be a district-wide PLC.
Well, and over the years, I remember we pushed on that kindergarten team a couple times.
Yeah,
there was a time when you and I visited about, well, Brett, you were there, kinder camp, and how we redo and make sure classes are balanced, right? Mm-hmm. Also that I remember the old CFA that was 18 pages long.
Oh,
at
man,
the beginning
33 math standards at the end of the year we're reporting on for kindergarten.
Eric, you didn't have any opinion on assessment.
Oh, it was a beast.
6-year-olds.
Well, and they're 5 and 6-year-olds. So you got to think those standards that we're reporting on were one-on-one interview with 5 and 6-year-olds. That's so much instructional time. That's so much intervention time that's being taken away. And so we really worked hard as a team to scale that down and really analyze those priority standards on what parents would want to know and what we need to know as teachers for, instructional value. And so I think that when you have to dive in to those content standards and really pick and choose what you want to be reporting on and what you want to be, at the forefront of your curriculum and what you're using, you really do have to collaborate, and you really do have to have that mutual respect and being able to create that.
I've seen your team be a dynamic team in terms of like seeing the thing and like, let's make it better.
Yeah.
So that's been awesome. Yeah. Eric, as we close, if this is okay, Brett, you get to see on a national level just like where schools are at. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of negative discourse about schools. Are they Do they do their job? Do they not do their job? Like, what do you see about human beings in the system working to support kids, and what gives you hope in this work?
Oh, you know, it's a great question. You know, here's the thing, what I would always tell my staff, we all work hard. Teachers are, educators are the best people on earth. Not only because I'm married to one, but they're the best people on earth because, you know, we give and we give and we give. We give of ourselves and then we give of ourselves even more. And everywhere across the nation that I've been to, I've had the pleasure and honor to be at, has shown their desires to continue to progress the good work. And so there's a lot of great things happening. And I'm glad that there are mediums like this to communicate the wonderful investments that that is being made into education.
Awesome. Thank you. Brett, final question for you.
Oh, yeah.
Building leader, you have a pretty high-performing team and building, a little bit of a shuffle. Mm-hmm. But like as you were there today, what was the next step for that Island City team?
Yeah, next step, I think, for us, you had the Raider scale that we went through, and I went through that. And I think for us, and one of the goals we set last June was to really get good alignment vertically across our building as these essential standards, what, you know, having a really good understanding of what happens in kinder through fifth grade at Island City. It's like, what's the roadmap? What can a student expect to learn? What can a parent expect their child to learn? And to have a really good understanding, grade level teams, what's happening before them and after them. So that we're not necessarily duplicating things, but we're also, we know the standard, we know where our place is in the machine. And it's like, my kids need to know this stuff to go help this next one. Right. And it's not only helping kids, but it's helping, streamline our resources. And so I think that's our next step is getting really good understanding grade level wise of what happens right before they come and what happens after, you know, what's the next step afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And, when you share that, I also think about this down the road, parents knowing that. Mm-hmm. And being able to self-monitor across those classes.
Be really powerful with the kindergarten parent.
And have that powerful story of, here's my experience, sort of tied off in a bow as they, you know, go. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. So much good. But Eric, we appreciate you traveling all the way from Arizona out to rural Eastern Oregon.
Love it.
Out here. And it's a beautiful place.
It is.
And every time you come, it's, I was trying to tell my staff, is like, hey, this is high level stuff. Like, we're ready. We're there. Yeah, like, thanks. You know, come with that stuff. And then thanks. Justin, appreciate you diving into fourth grade and jumping into podcasts. And it's like, what are we doing? It's like, we get in here and we ask some random questions and do that. But anyway, thank you. Thank you for doing that. Good deal. All right. Appreciate you guys. Yep.